The following segment is called Ritalin and Flashcards. In it, you'll hear the voices of young people talking about being psychologically tested. While few of these kids had received much support after experiencing emotional traumas, most of the kids in care had been through many psychological tests and evaluations. Here are their voices.
We hear the perspectives of psychologists all the time when it comes to psychological testing. Children's perspectives are left unheard. We don't get to hear what it feels like, that it is so invasive, and children are left feeling like lab rats being tested over and over again. Parents are often confused by the results, as the psychologists who write them use terminology that is very difficult to understand. They call these tests psychometric instrumentation. The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory Test is composed of 500 true or false questions and is used on teens to evaluate personality characteristics. Or, as they say, the MMPI is a psychometric instrument designed to evaluate personality characteristics that affect personal and social adjustment and characteristics of a psychopathology, whatever that means. The hand test. That sounds simple enough, right? But the actual definition of this test is not as simple. The hand test is a semi-structured projective tool used as a part of a clinical assessment of personality. The rationale is that relatively structured stimuli in relatively unstructured poses will permit individual variations in responses, yet restricting those responses to definable and classifiable categories. The rationale is that relatively structured stimuli in relatively unstructured poses will permit individual variations in responses, yet restricting those responses to definable and classifiable categories. The scoring system is standardized. How is the average person supposed to understand this psychological jargon? I got this information from a psychological evaluation report that was sent to a friend of mine about her son.
A lot of the kids have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's a lot of them also have oppositional defiant disorder. Some may have conduct disorder. So most of the kids, these type of disorders are all related to let's say, socially inappropriate type of behaviors.
Some people think that they're a bottle, like they're a water on the stove with a pot, like a pot. They boil up slowly, 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 till they explode with me. I'm like a volcano, exploded away, I can explode any time. I'm like, I'm running time bomb.
Fabio is a psychologist who works in a school for high-risk youth. He talks to us about some of the tests that children undergo while being evaluated.
Well, so there are quite a few different ones. Some of them are based on fill in the blanks. You know, you start, there's a sentence and you say, you know, for instance, my greatest fear is, and so on. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different, that type of test. There's other tests where they draw, certain drawings, we ask them to draw certain figures. And based on the drawings, there's evidence to show that you get more or less a certain type of personality based on the type of drawings that you draw. Usually they don't get tested, you know, very often. Normally, you know, you wait, especially for the IQ test, you at least
how many times
two, 3 years before you test them again.
At least seven times.
Make sure the results are valid.
There was like puzzles of pictures and there's missing something, like they show you a drawer and there's missing the handle. It was so easy. I know the question in my heart.
Has any psychologist who's done this test actually talked to you after?
No. They just made me do a test. A month later, my mom gets the package.
Ontario's Chief Child Advocate, Judy Finley, tells us about the lack of support in the child welfare system for youth with emotional and psychological needs.
Children's mental health is in crisis. Kids are coming into care, are coming into the youth justice system, are coming into the mental health system, and a lot of them suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or other forms of psychiatric kinds of difficulties or emotional kinds of difficulties because of the trauma they experienced in their childhood. And so they're coming into care and moving into group care, and we're not providing the kinds of treatment or counseling or supports that these kids need to get on with their life.
Could always have more resources and more help for all our kids, that's for sure.
I had problems with my family, and my mom was abusive, so I always had problems there. And they thought that it was just me, and I was just like that. They didn't even bother to ask us about the house, so they sent me to the hospital. Instead of going to grade 6, they sent me to the hospital, and I had to stay there for 5 months. I went to school there, and after 5 months, they let me free.
You know, I'm hyperactive. Like, I have, what is it called? HAD, like, not ADHD, but I have HAD, hyperactive disorder. Like, I'm just hyperactive. They didn't know that until this year. So from since I was born until now, they didn't know nothing.
The doctor just ended up saying, your daughter's totally normal, there's nothing wrong with her. Nothing came from it, yet there was so much going on, and they couldn't find it. They couldn't pinpoint what was wrong with me.
The best treatments, from my knowledge, is a combination of a proper setting, a school setting, and a structured environment. Behavior modification, you know, getting rewards for positive behavior and that kind of stuff. And medication as well. Parent training is pretty important too. Getting parents involved and education the parents and ways to work with their children at home as well. And have a good bond between the school and the home environment.
It's hard not knowing what they're going to do with your life.
You've been listening to Ritalin and Flashcards, a documentary about the psychological testing of system kids.